for the most part, you look at the stats and they almost mirror each other. Neither team could really outwork the other. And of course, as a coach, you always wish that your team had that little bit extra that could separate you. We did not. And a game that close and that evenly matched, I think there's three plays at the end of the first half where we gave up a wide open three, and the last two plays of the overtime were pretty easy shots. And other than that, we played really hard. But there's a line of separation between good teams and really good teams. And I think that line of separation is not having a key mental breakdown. It's getting a big stop in crunch time. It's making things a little bit tougher rather than giving up an open layup to win the game. I think that's the separation. I think that's what's keeping us from being a little bit better. Either that or we have to not get out rebounded by one. Which again, two hard-fighting teams, but we got to do something better than the other guy. And tonight, we didn't do anything better than that. We didn't shoot better, we didn't defend better, we didn't rebound better. It was very evenly matched, and it came down to a couple of key plays, and we came up short on those key plays.
Questions first from student athletes. Just raise your hands, Steve, come right up first. Up here, Jay. Ronnie, can you talk a little bit about the last possession, not the three-pointer you launched at the end of the possession before that, but you were off the ball, and I guess they set up a screen job to get the ball. What happened between the
two? So, right now, playing timeout, that's the worst.
St. Louis, they average giving up 60 a game, and when you miss some open shots, as Rodney said, on top of it, you have what we saw. But their defense is a proven thing that they do.
It seems point guards give you guys, quick guards give you guys a lot of trouble this year. Was there anything specific in the Big Indiana Amateur a few days ago?
Anything specific you wanted to try to do today that didn't get done?
Well, I think we were actually extremely effective against him. Extremely effective. Before that basket, he had 16 points on 20 shots. So I think anyone who, statistically, anyone who scores less than a point per shot has been guarded well and was not very efficient. So it's not the fact that he scored 18 points. Now, the game winner is a different story. That was way too easy. But before that shot, 16 points on 20 shots, that's what you want.
Just kind of a continuation of this of my previous question to Ronnie. You said how strong your defense is physically all season long, but I mean, what is it specifically that is giving so many bumps today?
Wow, they play throwback Indiana 1976 defense. They deny one pass away. They have great weak side help, they fly around the court, they go from help to denial, they're tough on the ball, they guard scoop, ball screens great. You know, they what they do offensively is really sound and based on good spacing and the right guys handling the ball and tremendous role definition and good reads, but it is simple. And as a result, it's clear that they spend a ton of time on their defense because they just play textbook defense, and occasionally they'll tweak it based on a scouting report, but they're a very, very good defensive team.
John, a close game because I guess small things have magnified.
Like, yes.
Didn't have a big shot, didn't make a point, and had two costly fouls getting over.
Well, we never worry about points, how many points any player scores. They did do a good job defensively making it hard on getting it in there. And you know what? Those fouls were aggressive plays. The one I wish didn't happen, the one where Kamani hit the three to put us up two, and all of a sudden, you know, they get the two free throws and it was tied. And you're right, that was costly. But, you know, he was fighting for position and knocked the guy out of bounds, and you know, he was trying to play hard on that play, but it was costly.
John, if you had to make a case for you guys to continue playing, what's the...
Well, in the NIT, I don't think there's any for the NIT whatsoever. I think that we are what we are. If you look at, we're about a top 100 team. We're in that fifth place range in the Atlantic 10. We're a good team. But nowadays, with the automatic bids in the NIT, just look at some of the names that will not be in there. It'll look like a Final Four from years past. So, I mean, you'll have teams like Georgetown and Notre Dame that might not be in the NIT. You know, it's harder, it's far harder to make the postseason than what people realize. Now, there's a couple additional tournaments, and I think the reasons for going to those would be to continue to practice, to continue to get better, and give your team a chance to meet another challenge. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I do think that there's good reasons to continue playing, even though you came up short on your goals. And the biggest reason is to continue to get better and continue to try to build on your season and have it end on a more positive note than today.
John Bobwitz, Delaware County Daily Times. Can you kind of break down what you saw in that last play and what you wanted to do?
There was no breaking down about it. He just drove to the basket and we got beat off the dribble.
What did you want to do?
Stay in front of him and make him miss like we had the rest of the game. It's that simple. That was a good strategy. And it'll work. Stay in front of him and make him miss. There are no special trick defenses, or we weren't going to double team off anyone and leave a big guy open for a dunk or another guy wide open for a three. Look, our defense was good. We held them to 34% for the game. I mean, you talk about us not scoring. They didn't score either. The problem was not our defense. The problem, I thought, was we gave up an easy one at the end of the first half. And I think the last two baskets in overtime were too easy. And a couple breakdowns cost you.